Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
All right, people of God, as always, get yourself ready. Get out your pencil, get out your paper, get out your notepads and everything that you need so that you can record the vitally important information that will be shared with you. Amen. One of the things I can tell you about Brother King Arthur's ministry is that it does empower you, amen, to help you get to the place where you need to be. And you know what? That's what it's all about, us helping each other get to that place where we need to be. You know, and I love that. You know, one thing about it, the Holy Spirit affords us the opportunity to meet every person just where they are. He knows where we are. And I love that about his ministry because, you know what, as I said with you before, it ministers to me. It meets me right where I am. Amen. And it helps me to be what God has designated for me to be. So I just praise God for him. I know he's being a blessing to you too. And even though he hasn't said anything about it, but I'll throw this little plug out there for him. If his broadcast is being a blessing to you, and I know it is, then listen, support his ministry. Support it. Amen. Support it. Amen. No gift is too big or too small. And I know that he'll give you the information later on that's needed so that you can be that blessing. He's doing a great work over there in Bunky, trying to bring the people of God together. And I love that about him. He's a very, very humble, sincere brother. Amen. Very humble and sincere. And that's what it's all about. Amen. I ain't heard him raise his voice other than in ministry. Praise be to God. I ain't heard him raise his voice other than but in ministry. Praise be to God. But, you know, I like his spirit. Oh, he's made it in. Praise God. Amen. All right. He done made it in. So, again, I love his spirit. I love everything about him. Amen. I just love what he's doing and what he stands for God. So, amen. Trying to give him a little chance to get his breather in. And if you're ready, King Arthur, we'll turn it over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bishop, I got my sister going to be calling in. She's going to be on the broadcast with me today. Amen. I got my precious sister going to be calling in and going to be on the broadcast with us today. Once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, what an honor and what a privilege it always is to be able to come on this radio broadcast and into your homes and your automobiles through your radio and share with y'all the gospel of the kingdom. It's not any gospel. The Bible contains a lot of good news, but this is a particular one. It don't put down none of the other ones. It colonizes all of the other ones. It's like a little leaven. But when you put it in a bushel of meal, it'll leaven the whole bushel. What is it again, Arthur? It's the gospel of the kingdom. What kingdom, Arthur? The kingdom of the Most High God. I'm going to say it one more time. What an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with y'all not any gospel, not any message. I just have one message. I just have one commission. This is the commission, you know, that I receive, you know, not from man, but from God. Go into all the world and make disciples, not church members. Go into all the world and make disciples that will become church members or are church members. But go into the world and make disciples of all men. and teach them everything that I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you even till the end of the age. They say, lo, I'll be with you. If you do what? If you follow the simple instructions. What's the simple instruction? We call it the Great Commission. Well, you said, go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them everything that I taught you, and I'll be with you even until the end of the age. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what he taught his disciples? You know what he taught his disciples? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pastor, we got you, and we got you on hold, you know, and we're going to be bringing you in. Hallelujah. If you hear this, you can call back in. Sorry I missed that call just now. Hey, God bless you. Hey, listen, you know, again, it's the gospel of the kingdom. Not any kingdom. Again, it's the kingdom of God. Well, he said this, you know, this is what Jesus' message was to all mankind. Repent, for the gospel of the kingdom, all of the kingdom of heaven, is available to you. Hallelujah. 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 He said, this was his message. Repent. Why? For all of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. I couldn't bring it back to you. I couldn't bring back the kingdom of heaven to you. I couldn't bring back everything that you need in order for you to accomplish all the things that you're trying to accomplish. I couldn't bring back a place, an atmosphere, and an environment that you could fulfill all of that you have in your heart to do. Yeah. I'm going to say it one more time. I come to bring a place. I come to bring a kingdom. I come to bring a governing authority. I come to bring a territory. And in this territory, there's a government. And in this government, man, there's a ruling authority. And in this ruling authority, there's an atmosphere and an environment that's created by the literal presence of the Most High God. In your Bible, you know it as Eden. You know, as Eden, it's a little carbon copy, or it's a replica of the Eden that's in heaven. You know that was Eden in heaven? That's why God planted that. Not man, God planted the little Garden of Eden. And in that place, in that delightful place, that was on the earth for a moment, on a spot, that had an open door to a delightful place, the literal presence of the Lord. That's Eden. It's not a geographical location. It's an environment, and it's an atmosphere that's created by the literal presence of the Lord. And boy, sin put mankind out of there. As Jesus came to this earth, man, however long after that, and man fixed up everything so that mankind can come back into that place. Because it's only from that place that you can fulfill your God-given purpose and destiny. God planted the garden in Eden, and there he placed the man. There he placed the man. Like I always tell you, the gospel of the kingdom is not what we're doing and not what we can do. That's inclusive in it now. I'm going to never misunderstand me. What we can do and what we're doing is inclusive in it, but the gospel of the kingdom is not there. That's not its central focus. It's what God is doing and what God has done and what you and I are becoming. He who have begun a good work in us, he gonna complete it. He ain't talking about our works. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, the work that he begun on the inside of us, he gonna complete that. Now the work that we might do for him, we might not complete it, you know. But the work that he begun on the inside of us, he gonna complete it. And he begun that work, man, with us being in his presence. Well, Adam's sin got us out of his presence. And Jesus' righteousness got us right back into his presence. And now when you come back into that place, now you can live. That's where you live from. You're trying to get everything that God has for us out in the wilderness. No idea, all you're going to have is water from a rock and manna from heaven. God's going to supply, going to take care of you. But over in the promised land, that's all that was a type and shadow. What's the wilderness? That's where we've been wandering around in for the last 1,800 years or more. Even way back since Adam. And then after Jesus came and set it up, and then it got lost in the graveyard of religion. Well, that place. That atmosphere. Because it's only from there that we can do and be and have everything that God created us to do and be and have. But the whole subject matter of this message here, that why God put us on this broadcast to come let you know that that place that he planted and that he placed you in, that place is available to you. You can come back into that place. You can have your sins washed white as snow. You can be hid in Christ. Not only can you are you redeemed from that curse, but everything that you lost in that curse, not gonna be, not might be, not will be, has been restored back to us. And boy, it's time for us to wake up. And boy, I'm talking about, man, take a look at, man, what the King said. Take it. In some cases, you might need to take a relook. But not what Peter, James, and John said. That's good. That's all inclusive in it. Not what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said. That's good. All that's inclusive in it. Not what all the prophets said and all this. And all that, that's all inclusive. That's all good, too. But, boy, you need to find a treasure that's hid in there. What's the treasure? Boy, what he said, what the King said. I ain't saying what he said through the prophets. I'm talking about what he said himself. That's a treasure. Listen, in that word, boy, that's some thing that he said. And what he said, that's what's going to stand. Hallelujah. That's what's going to stand. Praise the Lord. Hey, I think I got my precious sister on the line with us, you know, and Pastor Liddy Owens, you know, in the Houston, Texas area with Let's Go Higher Ministries. And I got to tell you, sometimes when God, the brother tell me I'm on the air, I just take off, you know. And from there, man, hey, Spirit of the Lord, I tell you, be upon me. But I want to stop and pause and welcome to our radio land here in Louisiana, Mississippi, and the other places where it's located at, Lake Charles, Shreveport, you know, where you can hear this broadcast, and even on the downloaded app. You know, I want to welcome to our radio listeners, you know, a dear friend of mine, a big sister in Christ, that's a tremendous blessing, and not only in my life, but to the body of Christ. That has, you know, a love for God. Hallelujah. And a zeal, and not just a zeal, but it's a zeal with knowledge and with wisdom and with understanding of the times that we live in now. A sister that I know that love God with all her heart. So you can tell